And with Medicaid expansion, would you keep the proposed rollback that may or may not happen?
On day one, if not hour one, I would rescind Matt Bevin's Medicaid waiver. I believe healthcare is a basic human right. And under a Beshear Coleman administration, we want to sign everyone in Kentucky up for some form of coverage. It's not just the moral thing to do, but the health of our people is also one of our major strategic weaknesses in Kentucky. So we rescind that Medicaid waiver because it's just paperwork. People on expanded Medicaid are already working. But to make them prove that they're working, to create paperwork to do it, is just an attempt to, this administration hopes they won't get it in and they can kick them off. Same thing with copays. It's meant to, if somebody misses it by a day, they kick them off for 6 months. So we want to sign everybody up, but that's not all we want to do. I have a plan on andybeshear.com where we're going to put the most important protections under federal law into state law, protections I'm fighting for right now, like mandatory coverage for pre-existing conditions, ensuring that companies can't discriminate against women and charge them more than men for the same policy, and no lifetime caps, because a child with diabetes or Crohn's disease would be out of money and out of luck by the time they reach adulthood, and we can't let that happen. The second thing we got to do is lower everybody's costs, though. And a lot of that is going after or truly addressing the cost of generic drugs and drug pricing. Like no more EpiPen, where we see 200% increases overnight. And the other thing we can do on the state side is what New York did. So they woke up, it was about a year and a half ago, and realized they're one of the largest purchasers of pharmaceuticals in the country. And so what they said is, if you increase your prices more than inflation plus 3 or 4%, we're not going to buy from you. They saved $1 billion in their first year. We can do the same.
That's with the state Medicaid program.
Yes.
Gotcha. You wouldn't be able to do something on the commercial side?
Oh, I believe that Maryland is working with the state board right now to address that EpiPen issue, and that we can, working in state law, work to decrease everyone's costs for drugs. I also think what we need to do is ban surprise billings. I think every one of your listeners would have had at least one of these when you didn't know you were out of network, where you didn't know that they were going to charge you more. About 2 months ago, I opened up a $10,000 bill where someone had offered my wife genetic testing, hadn't told her that it was out of network, hadn't told them it would be a different expense. And, you know, I release my tax returns every year. People can look at those and know that I can't afford a $10,000 bill, and no one else can either.